So, do you know some of those numbers, like the number of species and?
Not really off the top of my
Oh,
head,
I'm
but
sorry. I'm sorry.
I think we had around 70 or so that we were
Oh, really?
monitoring. We do have some of the largest populations of American avocets and black-necked stilts.
Wow.
I think this number wasn't associated with the project, but was kind of the driving forces behind it, just to see what was out here. But during a prior survey, they estimated 250,000 avocets use the Great Salt Lake in the fall as a staging area,
Yeah.
similar to eared grebes, but just not as numerous. Black-necked stilts, number around 65,000 here in the fall, and both those species are active breeders here at the Great
Oh.
Salt Lake. So we have large concentrations of breeding avocets and stilts. Another important species for the Great Salt Lake that relies on the Great Salt Lake are Wilson's phalaropes and redneck phalaropes. Half a million Wilson's phalaropes comes here, and just over a quarter million. No. Yeah, just over a quarter million redneck phalaropes come to the Great Salt Lake, and they feed on the open waters mainly of the Great Salt Lake, mainly brine flies, chironomid larvae, coryxids, and brine shrimp that come to the surface. So the Wilson's phalarope comes here at the end of July and peaks around the end of July and into August. And the redneck phalarope is a little later migrant, and it will come in August and stick around even into September. You'll see large numbers of redneck phalaropes, and some of them, if there's still enough food, they'll stay into December,
Oh,
similar to
really?
the eared grebes. They'll eat brine shrimp off the Great Salt Lake.